been listening to America's Positively Encouraging Music Program, Power Country with Rich Miller. This program is produced in Nashville, Tennessee at Tim Scott Productions and syndicated by G Networks. Hope you'll join me next week. And remember, live, love, encourage somebody, and always be thankful.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. So far, so good as the airlines take to many passengers, at least to the sky, this holiday weekend, reporting minimal cancellations and delays, despite the TSA screening more than 2.5 million travelers Saturday all alone. On the roads,
AAA says a majority of travelers, nearly 104 million people, will drive to their holiday destinations this year. That's the second highest projected number on record after 108 million people hit the roads for the holidays back in 2019.
ABC's Ike Jachi. AAA says there's still time to drive. Best time to hit the road between now and lunchtime or after 7 p.m. Gun violence taking no holiday in Florida. A shooting at the Paddock Mall in Ocala outside Orlando. One man dead, another woman wounded, with the shooter still on the run. Witnesses say the man was dressed in all black, including a face mask. Police calling the shooting a targeted attack. This is ABC News. A furnace exploded today at a Chinese-owned nickel plant in Indonesia, killing at least 13 workers and injuring dozens of others. Nickel is a key component in global battery production for electric vehicles. Here in the U.S., Chevy is stopping all sales of one of its electric cars.
Dealers are being told to hold off on selling the new Blazer EV over a software issue. Chevy says the problems mostly affect the SUV's infotainment screens, though it could also crop up when charging the vehicle at a public charging station. It comes after car outlet Edmunds reported nearly two dozen issues with its two-month-old Blazer test vehicle. Chevy says the software problem doesn't affect the safety of the vehicle. It didn't specify how many Blazers were impacted. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
The biblical birthplace of Jesus looking more like a ghost town today. Christmas Eve celebrations in Bethlehem called off due to the Israel-Hamas war. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. College students in Wisconsin promised to push back against new limits on diversity and inclusion efforts. Mike Moan reports.
The Board of Regents approved a deal pushed by Republican lawmakers to freeze DEI hiring so that schools could receive state funding for staff raises and campus construction projects. Jesse Segarra of the Wisconsin-based group Leaders Igniting Transformation sees the outcome as a dangerous precedent. She hopes student groups will be motivated to push back.
Student government associations in Wisconsin hold a great power and privilege to speak on behalf of the students, especially with working with chancellors and administrators and the dean of students.
Segarra says she's encouraging these associations to use their resources to support diversity efforts, encouraging students to attend meetings. Republican legislative leaders contend DEI programs are divisive. Their arguments come amid growing cultural debates at colleges and universities across the U.S. Segarra says diversity, equity, and inclusion programs were a tremendous help when she attended college in Wisconsin. She feels they can set students who feel they don't have a voice on a better path.
All students benefit, and especially students who come from different backgrounds, whether they come from big cities, small cities. Everyone benefits from these resources.
And researchers with Texas A&M University say their look into a specific DEI plan revealed an increase in enrollment for Latino students, among other positive benefits. However, the study also found that despite these efforts, students felt that people on campus still tended to stay within their own identity groups. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Support for this reporting was provided by Lumina Foundation.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Bucks win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. The Bucks beat the Knicks in New York 130-111. Head coach Adrian Griffin.
Good road win. Thought it was going to be a tough game, and it was as far as physicality, but I thought we took the challenge tonight.
Five Bucks players scoring in double digits, but Griffin says he likes what the team did defensively.
I think the biggest thing was winning the rebounding game. I think 53-40. So, and keeping them off the free throw line, Brunson 3-for-3, limit his free throws. I think you got a good chance. Total team effort was good outing.
The two teams play again tomorrow at 11. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers added some players and lost a few through the transfer portal. I asked Luke Fickell if it feels more like a revolving door.
Yes, it has gotten different. Yes, it has gotten maybe a little bit tougher, but if you're in this sport, you understand that the beauty of it is we're not trying to find ways to make it easier, whether it's for the players, for the game, or even for us as coaches.
That's Badgers head football coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. A dense fog advisory continues. Slight chance for isolated rain showers with fog in spots early today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 49. Winds out of the south, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Isolated rain showers likely. Lows level off around 43. Isolated rain showers likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 48. Cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 45 Tuesday with isolated rain showers likely. A mix of rain and snow possible at times. 35 on Wednesday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Currently 40.
This week on Viewpoints.
There was lots of little moments, things like me asking my four-year-old son to come sit on my lap and him saying, "No, Mom, you smell bad and your teeth are purple."
She was a corporate success, but behind closed doors, she was downing two bottles of wine a day. Then
they push me, shove me, kick me, punch me, jab me with the American flag still attached to the flagpole.
A former Capitol Police sergeant recounts the traumatic events of January 6th. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints. Each week on the Viewpoints Radio podcast, you'll hear from our leading experts on an important topic within education, history, society, psychology, and more.
If you can show a good money personality, one where you've got good values around how you acquire, how you use, and how you manage money, those patterns will be passed along generations.
Viewpoints Radio podcast is produced by our team of award-winning journalists. Subscribe today by searching Viewpoints Radio wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Anjali.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just got an alert for a strange charge on my card.
No problem. We make sure you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases on your Discover card. Let's see. Did you purchase something from a t-shirt cannon store yesterday?
Absolutely not. No, I already have like three.
$0 fraud liability guarantee. It pays to Discover. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations apply.
More Americans are dying from alcohol use. A report published earlier this year in the Journal of the American Medical Association analyzed CDC data from 2018 to 2020 on alcohol-related deaths. This means fatalities due to liver disease, alcohol-related poisoning, gastritis, or other conditions. In men, this rose by 12.5% year over year, while amongst women, it jumped a staggering 15%. Add on top of this the COVID-19 pandemic over the next 2 years that led to a greater surge in consumption. For many, the stress, isolation, and boredom of this time was eased by alcohol. For author Annie Grace, this dependence started long before the pandemic. For decades, booze was an easy way to blow off steam, celebrate, socialize, and more.
When I started to question my drinking, I actually ended up drinking more, not less, over time, because as I started to question it, I thought, oh, this is going to be easy to just cut back. But it didn't turn out to be all that easy to just cut back, because I really believed all of the things I believed about alcohol, that it relaxed me, that it helped me loosen up.
Today, Grace has a healthy relationship with alcohol and is the author of the book, This Naked Mind: Control Alcohol, Find Freedom, Discover Happiness, and Change Your Life. However, where she is today didn't come easy. For many years, she felt out of control and couldn't find a way out. Go back to her early 20s and she began drinking socially through work. She had graduated from college and just moved to New York City to work full-time in corporate marketing.
I was told by my boss that it was the happy hour was kind of like the golf course. It was where the deals were done. It was where people got to know your name. It was where your career was made or lost. And so even though I didn't drink, I better start showing up to happy hour and learn how. And I did. I actually made it a mission to sort of learn how to drink.
Slowly, she began to rationalize her excessive drinking by setting some rules. She typically avoided hard liquor and would instead opt for red wine because that, in her mind, was healthier. Earlier this year, the World Health Organization published a report stating that no level of alcohol consumption is safe for a person's health. It doesn't matter whether it's wine, a cocktail, or beer. It's the alcohol that causes the harm and not the beverage. However, to Grace, these drinks were a tool to her success. In her eyes, it's what made her funnier, smarter, more relaxed, and so on.
The interesting thing about alcohol is that over time, all of the other sort of coping mechanisms I had to just be human, like exercise or getting together with friends, they all kind of started to evolve or were replaced by alcohol. And so fast forward a decade, I'd done what I set out to. I became incredibly successful corporately, but I was also drinking about 2 bottles of wine every single night.
Grace eventually switched to buying boxed wine because she grew embarrassed by how many bottles she'd accumulate over a week. She says she finally hit a breaking point during a trip to Europe.
I was flying home from the UK. I had been super drunk the night before. I had gotten up and I went into the hotel restaurant to get a drink on my way to the airport at 6 a.m. I thought I would have a mimosa, which was okay for a morning drink. And I went in there and I ordered a mimosa, and she said that it was too early for her to open the champagne. So she offered me a screwdriver, which was vodka and orange juice. And drinking hard alcohol in the mornings was one of those little lines that I wouldn't cross. And I thought, if I don't cross this line, then I'm still okay. But I felt very desperate this morning to just feel better, and I had a few before I got to the airport.
After the 6 a.m. cocktails, she felt overwhelmed by guilt and ashamed by her lack of control and the person she'd become.
I was sitting in the terminal waiting for my plane, and I just started crying, and I started asking myself the questions that I had been asking myself for years now, which is, what is my problem? Do I have a problem? Am I an alcoholic? What's wrong with me? And those questions were just so incredibly painful. And in this one moment, I actually got a different question. And the question was, why? Why did I used to be able to take it or leave it and it be no big deal? But now all of a sudden, it was that if I wasn't drinking, I would feel I could do it, but I'd feel like I was missing out. I would feel sad. I would feel upset. I would feel just kind of outside of life. And I started asking why.
The first step to lasting change meant sitting in this question. Grace began writing down all of the reasons why she drank, and also asked other questions why they drank. For instance, she wrote down that wine made her feel relaxed. While that was her perception, was it actually true? She set out to research and work through these whys.
We live in this great day and age where you can just download a study and you can find out what is true. And so I started methodically going through each of these reasons, and one by one, they started falling like dominoes. All of these things that I believed about alcohol, that it relaxed me, it doesn't relax you. It actually increases the cortisol response in the body. Or that it made me happy, it doesn't make you happy. In fact, the cumulative effect of alcohol is to make you less susceptible to pleasure or joy. And you actually need it in order to feel pleasure or joy because of how it's numbed your pleasure centers in your brain. And I would learn this stuff over and over. And all of a sudden, over this like process, my desire for drinking literally went away. I had rewired my mind and my thoughts and my beliefs.
It's been 9 years since this change. Today, she doesn't completely restrict herself from alcohol, but no longer feels an internal drive or desire to drink. Looking back now, she wishes she'd been more compassionate to her former self.
When we get into this conflict internally about how much should I drink, when should I drink, how much is too much, I'm beating myself up because I didn't stick to my limits, all of that kind of narrative makes the problem worse because we create that internal pain and then we drink to numb out that internal pain. And I think the more effective approach is to actually let yourself off the hook in a really major way and start to get incredibly curious about why you're doing it in the first place. And it's actually curiosity that I believe is the key to what the trap we found ourselves in. When we get curious about our drinking and we start to look at our drinking and think, hey, is this actually relaxing me? Do I actually feel better after this? Why am I drinking it? Is it helping me in the ways I thought? And do that really gently with a lot of self-compassion, then we start to wake up to our own wisdom about what's right for us instead of having to adhere to anyone else's rules for us or even our own rules for ourselves.
All of these emotions, whether it's letting go of guilt or building more self-love, is a process. Even if you single out the whys and debunk each reason, there will be days where the whys will fly out the door. And that's okay. What's important is to learn from these mistakes if they happen.
I think just treating every single experience with drinking as an experiment, meaning you go into it, you have an intention, a hypothesis, right? Like, I'm going to try to only have one tonight. You don't have one, you have three. Don't beat yourself up about it. Don't get down on yourself about it. Just look at, okay, what was happening? Why did I have three? Why did I feel this way? What was going on with me? And looking at all of this as an experiment, just an experiment of you, without shame and without blame. And I think that level of awareness, it's a lot like if you were, you know, just, there's studies that show if you just track your food, you end up eating healthier, right? It's just bringing that level of awareness to the behavior, and that behavior can end up changing in a really natural way and a painless way. But usually with alcohol, we don't do that because we're so embroiled in shame about our behavior.
Grace reminds listeners that each person's journey is different and that change is never easy or straightforward. To find out more about our guest, Annie Grace, and this topic, head to viewpointsradio.org. Also check out her book, This Naked Mind, available in select bookstores and online. If you or someone you know is struggling with alcohol, there's help out there. If you need help right away, call or text 988. You can also call the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration hotline, a free 24/7 service at 1-800-662-4357. Alcoholics Anonymous is also a trusted long-time resource. Find more information about AA by visiting aa.org. This segment was written and produced by Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Gary Price.
Coming up, it's been almost 3 years since the January 6th insurrection. One man's story when Viewpoints returns.
Imagine a time when America's first black pilots take to the skies. Even with little money, no support, and dwindling resources, these invisible eagles were still able to secure record-breaking achievements in aviation. This podcast tells the story of one of these pioneers.
And there she goes, folks. Brave Bessie is headed up into the sky.
Hey, y'all. I'm Bessie Coleman, and I want to tell you a story. What you hear is the sounds of when I became the very first black woman to ever take flight.
American Urban Radio Networks and Flying Free Films presents Invisible Eagles, Bessie Coleman, presented by AARP and starring Quvenzhané Wallace as Bessie, a story that will take you around the world from America to Europe during the roaring 1920s. It's a time of the Great Depression, new technology, a world war, and the horrors of Jim Crow. Invisible Eagles, Bessie Coleman, presented by AARP. Subscribe now in your favorite app so you can get the latest episode downloaded as soon as it's released.
Saluting 50 years of hip-hop, back in a moment.
When you're in the first ever Toyota Grand Highlander, every moment's grander. Even that moment when picking up Junior from football practice turns into taking the whole team home.
Dad, is it cool if we give Devon a ride home?
Sure.
JP, what's the word, man?
Wait, so they all named Devon?
With three spacious rows of premium adult-sized seating, life's grander in the first ever Grand Highlander. Toyota, let's go places.
Tricks like you was bad for my health.
A native of Los Angeles, Ice Cube formed his first rap group, CIA, in 86. But in 87, along with Dr. Dre, put together N.W.A. and as its lead rapper, wrote many of the lyrics on Straight Outta Compton.
Blame it on Ice Cube.
In 1991, his acting career kicked off with Boys in the Hood. He later became a writer and director and film producer in Friday, The Players Club, and The Barbershop series.
Brought to you by Toyota Grand Highlander.
Thank you.
Capitol Police Sergeant Aquilino Gunnell woke up on the morning of January 6, 2021. He thought it was going to be like any other day on the job. That afternoon, Congress would meet in a joint session to formally count the votes of the Electoral College and announce the winner of the 2020 presidential election. This procedural formality was adopted by the House of Representatives more than 200 years ago and had always been a peaceful, non-event in past elections. But on that day, almost 3 years ago, at a rally near the White House, then-President Trump called on his followers to march on the Capitol to, quote, take back our country. What ensued would go down in history.
My expectation was that it was going to be peaceful. My expectation was that it was nothing more than anything else that we have faced before. We normally deal with First Amendment right of assembly almost every single day. There's a protest, whether it's big or small, 3 people, 10 people, 15, or thousands of people. And I think on January 6th, we failed to imagine that these people were going to attack us and try to prevent the transfer of power.
According to the U.S. Department of Justice, starting at around 1 p.m., more than 2,000 rioters entered the Capitol building. They broke glass and climbed through windows to get in. 140 police officers were assaulted by protesters, including 60 Metropolitan Police and 80 U.S. Capitol Police.
The initial call for help when they breached the Capitol, there were kind of like a crescendo voice of level concerns coming through the traffic in the radio, breaches, multiple breaches, being assaulted. So that's when we knew that things were getting out of hand, especially after Rudy Giuliani mentioned that, you know, people were going to have trial by combat.
For hours, Capitol Police were the only line of defense against the mob. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser requested the help of the National Guard. But a report by the House of Representatives Committee on Oversight and Reform found that then U.S. Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy waited until after 5 p.m. to approve this request. Gunnell says those hours spent trying to hold back the mob were worse than any combat he faced as a soldier in Iraq.
All you can hear is the roaring crowd beating the police officers already on the ground. They're charging towards the Capitol. They're assaulting the police officer. And then immediately as I get down from the inaugural stage to the plaza, then I immediately get assaulted, not by one, but by multiple rioters that on the left southwest corner of the Capitol Plaza on the west front, they push me, shove me, kick me, punch me, jab me with the American flag still attached to the flagpole, bruising my thighs and my stomach.
Gunnell and his officers were desperate to hold the police line and keep rioters away from members of Congress, but the horde eventually broke through.
At one point, I was being crushed like they did to Officer Hodges between the doors, so you can hear him screaming. He's the officer who is perched between the door frame, the mob, and the police officer, and he screams very loud. I was right next to him. I'm getting crushed myself. Then somebody also was trying to pull me to the crowd later on, like 2 hours later. But the mere fact that they trying to pull me into a crowd, that was scary enough because I already had seen what they did to Hodges. I already seen what they did to Officer Fagnone.
Officer Michael Fagnone is now retired from his injuries. He was pulled by the neck into the mob by a rioter and then tased with a stun gun by another. He lost consciousness, suffered burns, traumatic brain injuries, and had a heart attack. Gunnell still struggles with guilt to this day because Fagnone had swapped in for him just moments before so he could use the bathroom. When he returned a few minutes later, his fellow officer had succumbed to the mob. Gunnell also sustained serious injuries that day, which required surgery to both his hands, one foot, and his shoulder. Perhaps the worst wound he suffered was to his psyche.
My PTSD from the military was aggravated and reactivated on January 6th again. So it's compounded one on top of the other. And then he had the moral injury where I did my job. I did what I was supposed to. I kept my oath. And even the people who I defended and protected that day, especially from the Republican side, they say that nothing happened, or these are patriots, these are political prisoners, these are hostages.
Gunnell is referring to the news reports that came out in the days after the event. He was shocked to hear some congressmen, those who he had risked his life for, push a narrative that the protest was mostly a peaceful event.
When people say nothing happened to who? And why did nothing happen to them? Because the only reason why nothing happened to those elected officials is because the action of people like myself and my colleagues who defended them and prevented them from being harmed. Because all those people in the mob, they didn't care whether you were Republican, a Democrat, or independent. All they cared was stopping the procedure, and they wanted blood. And that's why they were hunting them down one by one, room by room.
Gunnell is currently being treated for PTSD and says he's doing much better now. But the injuries he sustained that day, both physical and mental, ultimately took a toll. He had to retire from the force just shy of his long-sought promotion to lieutenant. As an immigrant from the Dominican Republic and a naturalized U.S. citizen, he's always been proud of serving his country. He was a soldier in the U.S. Army and then spent 17 years with the Capitol Police. After giving up so much, he can't help but feel sad about how some political leaders continue to downplay the events of January 6th.
Especially recently with a new speaker, Mike Johnson, selectively cherry-picking some of the footages that he had released. But what he has now released is the footages of him and his colleagues running for their lives, being evacuated with the help of the police to the safe area. To me, that is disingenuous of them to cherry pick certain things and not show the whole fighting. Everything that we did, they are desecrating for political purpose.
He hopes that all Americans on either side of the aisle will read the full account of his experience in his book, American Shield, The Immigrant Sergeant Who Defended Democracy, co-authored by Susan Shapiro. You can find out more about the events of January 6, 2021 by visiting our website at viewpointsradio.org, where you'll also learn more about our guest, Sergeant Aquilino Gunnell, as well as all of our past guests. The book American Shield is available now online and at select bookstores. For more behind the scenes, search Viewpoints Radio on Instagram, X, and Facebook. This segment was written and produced by Polly Hansen. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. Our studio engineer is Jason Dickey. I'm Marty Peterson.
Viewpoints returns in just a moment.
Join Macy's and Big Brothers Big Sisters to empower kids across the country to reach their full potential. Throughout the holiday season, donate online to Big Brothers Big Sisters or round up your Macy's store purchase up to 99 cents and donate the extra change. You'll help make meaningful matches between adult volunteers and children, creating positive relationships that have a lasting impact. Give a little to make a big difference and find out how we're empowering brighter futures at Macy's.com/purpose.
Each week on the Viewpoints Radio podcast, you'll hear from our leading experts on an important topic within education, history, society, psychology, and more.
If you can show a good money personality, one where you've got good values around how you acquire, how you use, and how you manage money, those patterns will be passed along generations.
Viewpoints Radio podcast is produced by our team of award-winning journalists. Subscribe today by searching Viewpoints Radio wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Viewpoints Explained. I'm Ebony McMorris. Next month, Alabama is set to become the first state to use nitrogen gas in an execution. The inmate, Kenneth Eugene Smith, has been on death row for nearly 34 years and was previously sanctioned to be executed via lethal injection. However, the attempt in November of last year was unsuccessful. For 4 hours, he was strapped down to a gurney as officials tried and failed to find a usable vein for the needle. After this, Smith's lawyers asked the state to use nitrogen gas instead of trying again at lethal injection. The protocol in this case involves the prisoner being fitted with a mask and breathing tube. Once secured, the pure nitrogen will be turned on, slowly cutting oxygen supply off to the body and vital organs. According to the Alabama Department of Corrections, the process for the heart to stop beating is expected to take anywhere between 5 to 15 minutes. Pure nitrogen is different from nitrous oxide or laughing gas in that it doesn't create a state of euphoria when inhaled. Proponents of this method theorize it's a painless method because it causes a quick loss of consciousness. On the other hand, critics voice that it's completely untested in the setting and Smith would essentially be the state's guinea pig. Another risk is that the spiritual advisor who will be standing next to Smith that day could be exposed to the outflow of nitrous gas. In response, the prison has asked the advisor to stand at least 3 feet away. The room will also be equipped with gas and oxygen sensors as an added safety precaution. While the execution is slated for next month, there's still a possibility that it could be pushed back or scrubbed entirely. That's Viewpoints Explained for this week. More in a moment.
Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine what's new and old in entertainment. As a result of the writers and actors strikes that dominated headlines for so much of the year, Dune 2, the hotly anticipated sequel to Denis Villeneuve's Dune movie, was pushed from 2023 into 2024. As a result, this fall was pretty light on big spectacle action blockbusters. But now, thankfully, Godzilla Minus One has arrived to save the day. Godzilla Minus One is a Japanese production from writer-director Takashi Yamazaki that has nothing to do with the ongoing Warner Brothers monster movies. Yes, that means this movie has subtitles, but it's also an absolute must-see for people seeking thrilling action movies. Whereas the American franchises have typically been treating Godzilla as some misunderstood lizard that doesn't mean to wreck your city, Godzilla Minus One goes back to the character's roots. That is to say, Godzilla is terrifying in this movie. There are sequences that are legitimately scary and intimidating, where audiences are made to look up at a vicious monster here to kill and destroy. And that's because Godzilla Minus One brings the character back to its roots in post-World War II Japan, where trauma and fear from the two nuclear bombs being dropped were dominating the public psyche. Godzilla Minus One is a real, tactile movie that never looks like a CGI mess. It's scary and genuinely moving, with long stretches dedicated to the moral ambiguity of war, the mental toll of being a kamikaze pilot, and what it means to be a family. With set pieces that seem to be inspired by Christopher Nolan films like Dunkirk and Steven Spielberg films like Jaws, it's a monster movie with humanity and heart at its center. Godzilla Minus One is now playing in theaters. I'm Evan Rook.
Imagine a time when America's first black pilots take to the skies. Even with little money, no support, and dwindling resources, these invisible eagles were still able to secure record-breaking achievements in aviation. This podcast tells the story of one of these pioneers.
And there she goes, folks. Brave Bessie is headed up into the sky.
Hey, y'all. I'm Bessie Coleman, and I want to tell you a story. What you hear is the sounds of when I became the very first black woman to ever take flight.
American Urban Radio Networks and Flying Free Films presents Invisible Eagles' Bessie Coleman, presented by AARP and starring Quvenzhané Wallace as Bessie, a story that will take you around the world, from America to Europe during the roaring 1920s. It's a time of the Great Depression, new technology, a world war, and the horrors of Jim Crow. Invisible Eagles' Bessie Coleman, presented by AARP. Subscribe now in your favorite app so you can get the latest episode downloaded as soon as it's released.
And that's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows and find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
Christmas is all about?
Rudolph.
with your nose so bright.
No, no, we're all in this together.
Come on, Frosty.
Merry Christmas!
98Q Country.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa is on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy, see if rain really know how to fly. So I'm offering this simple phrase. The kids from 1 to 92 although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to you.
Just
visit your local independent CarQuest Auto Parts store in Park Falls and save on affordable car care products to keep your vehicle on the go. No matter what the season, you can be assured when buying from this local business in our community that you are not paying for high administrative costs. You are investing directly in helping the community strive and grow. As a customer, CarQuest Auto Parts in Park Falls appreciates your business and thanks you for always supporting the little guy. CarQuest Auto Parts on Highway 13 and 182 in Park Falls. See them at carquest.com. Park Manor River's Edge is 100% employee-owned, a 92-bed skilled nursing facility that provides excellent care and rehabilitation to those requiring a short-term rehab stay or long-term care. Their new leadership team would like to invite you to check out some open positions that include sign-on bonus opportunities, competitive wages, and great benefit packages. Start your career path today with a company that also offers on-site nurse aid training and career ladder opportunities. See them at parkmanorwi.com or stop by at 250 Lawrence Avenue in Park Falls. Park Manor, River's Edge. One company, one team.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives?
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Lofi's Holiday Sweepstakes is back. The Bakers of Country Hearth would like to put a little more jingle in your holiday this season by giving you a chance to win one of two $500 prizes, or the grand prize of $1,000. Winners will each receive a check that can be used for travel, gifts, or just celebrating with family and friends. Whatever makes your holiday more jolly. For complete rules and to enter for your chance to win, visit facebook.com/Lofi's Bread.
Hey, I don't care what kind of tractor you drive or what color it is. I'm going to ask you to check out a new tractor. It's made for landscapers, hobby farmers, and landowners. Fully loaded with features and backed by a strong warranty, TYM Tractors have earned the Top Dealer's Choice Award for 4 years running. No smoking mirrors, just a solid tractor to get the job done. And you get the best incentives of the year by visiting TYMOffers.com. That's TYMOffers.com. Durable and affordable. You can thank me later.
Did you know there's an actual Candy Cane Lane in Wisconsin? It's only real during the holidays, but one Milwaukee area neighborhood has been sharing its holiday cheer for close to 40 years. 300 residents along West Oklahoma Avenue in West Dallas decorated to be part of Candy Cane Lane this year, free to drive through and enjoy. But since 1984, $3 million in donations have been raised and given to the MAC Fund to fight cancer. I'm Terry Barr. From all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Water.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. A dense fog advisory continues. Slight chance for isolated rain showers with fog in spots early today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 49. Winds out of the south, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Isolated rain showers likely. Lows level off around 43. Isolated rain showers likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 48. Cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 45 Tuesday with isolated rain showers likely. A mix of rain and snow possible at times. 35 on Wednesday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Currently 40.
Attention, please. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Christmas is definitely my favorite time of year.
E98Q Country.
My list with lots.
makes you feel emotional. It may bring parties or thoughts devotional. Whatever happens, whatever may be, here is what Christmas time means to me. Silver bells, silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city.
Christmas this year.
Gillette Intimate gives guys a gentle and easy shave on there. And around there. And even under there. Don't treat your groin like junk. Respect it with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get. Buy now at a retailer near you.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk.
Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates.
Now let's use them to save money on wireless.
Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts.
So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones,
and save money.
Thanks, kids. They're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
One in four car batteries is weak and needs to be replaced. Let our professional parts people test your battery for free at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle
Hey, that was great. Can we do it one more time, guys?
Here we go. We're rolling.
Right.